Welcome to Core Finance. It gives me great pleasure, as always, to introduce Mr. Matt Brown. Morning to you, young Matt.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with headlines this morning. The dollar rises on Trump and Fed. We haven't seen that headline for a while.
No, dollar pushing higher. Look, the Fed speak, everyone seems to be following the party line. It looks like we could more than likely get a rate hike in December. So it's all looking fairly positive. And I think that's the main driver for the dollar. We've obviously got Trump and tax reform. The market's been waiting on this for the best part of a year. He may deliver it as yet, but it, what does it mean? It means, you know, potentially we could see a rise in the debt ceiling, the deficit in the US at the moment as well. So that could cause problems. Positive for tech stocks with the tax repatriation maybe further down the line. So the good for the likes of the Facebooks and the Apples, etc. But I think the main driver behind the dollar is the Fed. So on the back of that, we're seeing gold come off, we're seeing sterling come off, euro come off. Interesting to see where euro goes from here. We've got an important head and shoulders. We've had a lot of commentators on over the recent days saying, look, you know, we could have another rise upwards for the euro. If not, it's got a long way to go on the downside, maybe down to 1.14 against the dollar. So look out for that. But yeah, we'll see what Mr. Trump can do in the meantime, but I think it's all about the Fed speak.
Okay, let's go to something a little bit more solid. A FTSE one to watch, Barclays Bank PLC. What's caught your headlines?
Well, this is a read across from potential interest rate hikes, certainly in the US.
Good for the UK banks, right?
Exactly, and certainly Barclays with a presence in the US. Now, it's actually been out of favour since the start of the year. It was up at about £2.30. It's now trading at £1.95. I potentially see some upside in Barclays. There is potential for them to benefit from interest rate hikes. Certainly the investment bank seems to be getting itself in order. They've appointed someone from HSBC to run their private banking side. So it's a company to look out for. Maybe it's been a bit off the radar, a bit dull because it's a UK bank, but take a look at it. Maybe some upside here.
Let's go to the AIM one to watch. ZAM Beef Products PLC, Feeding the Nation.
Yeah, a bit weird and wonderful. Now, ZAM Beef is based in Zambia. They're involved in beef and livestock feed and products. They are looking to feed the nation. It's a strange stock on AIM, a bit different from all your miners and oil producers, etc. Yep. But take a look at it. They had a diseased crop in their wheat field, but it's not as bad as expected. They've announced that to market. That's up a few percent today. The market cap, I think, is around 15 million, so it is very small. But if you want something
Zam
a bit
beef,
different,
of the day.
Have a look at that.
Right, let's move on to the pounds. The euro, Great British Pound, cross 87.97. Cable, Great British Pound against US dollar, 133.75. So obviously some dollar strength there.
Exactly, that's the key at the moment. Dollar is driving this. We mentioned the weaker euro. Euro sterling, pretty flat, but yep, cable giving back a little bit. Stronger dollar. Dollar is king at the moment.
Understood. Let's move on to broker upgrades. TalkTalk, that company that's had a few problems in the past. Credit Suisse, the broker, new recommendation, underperform from outperform. So basically a double negative, effectively.
Yeah,
previous 210 down to 170.
Yeah, look out for that. Stock's down 5% on the back of this. In old money, this is going from buy to sell.
Yeah,
it's basically what it's saying. Stock, I think, is trading around £2, pushing the target down to 170. It's in the broadband sector. It's competitive. As you've already alluded to, they've had issues with regards to hacking. It just seems to be a stock out of favour. And yeah, sell according to Credit Suisse.
Let's move on to the core number 91. What is that?
Oh, sadly, Hugh Hefner has...
Sadly?
Well, for some, you know, he's a bit Marmite, isn't he? Some like him, some don't. Has passed away at 91. Obviously, he made...
That's a good innings, right?
A very good innings.
We'd be happy with that, wouldn't we?
I'd take that, definitely. Yeah. Now, he's made a lot of money from the adult industry. I think at one point selling about 7 million magazines at its peak in the 70s. So he is a millionaire, made money hand over fist, but different kind of business, different lifestyle.
Enough
good,
said.
Goodbye, Hugh.
Right, let's move on to the economic calendar today. We've got some stuff out of the Eurozone and more importantly, the US today. The GDP number, obviously, Fed speeches.
Yeah, more Fed speaks for members and non-members today. The GDP is the one that's jumping out at me. I mean, it's expected to be 3% annualised, 1% for the second quarter. So that is the key. If we see a strong number, that'll be positive for the dollar. And again, it will strengthen the hand of the Fed when it comes to rate hikes, potentially in December.
Well, my final point, I read a bit of broker research this morning, FTSE 100, they said go with the breakout of the range, and the range was 7,300 to 7,330. Are the markets that boring at the moment? Don't answer
tight
that
spread.
One. Matt, thank you very much.
You're welcome.